Crypto giants like Ripple and Circle have gotten preliminary approval from a top banking regulator to establish national trust banks. We wanted to see what this meant for the banking system when it comes to these digital assets. So we've brought in our weekly guest, KMOX business analyst Jerome Katz, professor in the Chaffetz School of Business at St. Louis University. So Jerry, does this mean like we'll actually be seeing a brick and mortar Bitcoin bank?
Probably not, but they will have a St. Louis presence. These banks don't require a physical location, and most of the time, because they're dealing in Bitcoin, everything's online. So you'll see the banks more as websites than anything else.
How secure is all of this?
Well, in terms of having someone trustworthy holding your Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, these banks that have now gotten federal regulation are the safest place to put them because they have to keep your money safe and they can't mix your Bitcoin with the bank's Bitcoin. The natural changes in the value of Bitcoin going up and down, the bank doesn't have any control over that. So having it in a bank doesn't protect you from Bitcoin losing value.
So for listeners out there, let's say it's just an average person that has some Bitcoin, how does it help them?
Well, there are a couple of interesting things. One of the companies that received permission to create a trust bank is Fidelity, the big stock company. And a lot of us have our stocks held by Fidelity, and Fidelity is one of the largest holders of retirement accounts in the country. What this means is Fidelity can now include Bitcoin assets in your retirement benefits. So for people who have retirement with Fidelity, if they want to play with Bitcoin and include Bitcoin along with other highly volatile speculative investments, they can now do that. The other thing would be kind of interesting for St. Louis companies that are doing business worldwide and using Bitcoin to pay. If you're using Bitcoin, the question was, how do you arrange to make payments? But with these trust banks, you literally can have your Bitcoin at a trust bank here in St. Louis, if it's Fidelity or some other place online, and they could move your Bitcoin to the company overseas that you're dealing with, which means instead of having your money go through the conventional system, taking days or even weeks to clear the banks here and the banks in the foreign country, if it's all being done electronically in these Bitcoin crypto banks, you could have your money move within minutes. So it could improve the cash flow for local businesses that are doing overseas trades.
Jerry, thank you so much. Appreciate your insight.
Have a great week.